We're in Simin Shin Zayin. We're up to Siv Vav. We'll be doing from Vav through Ches. Also, Lashav Cheshbonis Afiluim Ovru. Kagon Kach V'Kach Otzesi Al Davar Ploni. You're not allowed to do Cheshbonis on Shabbos. This is what this cost me. V'davka Shadayin Schar Polim Etzlo. Avalim Parim Kfar Muter. You're not allowed to work out what you owe someone. You are allowed to work out cheshbonis if it's just the past, it's ancient history, it's dvarim shel ma b'kach, that Chazal never answered. The Rambam threw out a remez that it's still dvarim b'talim. So one should not do cheshbonis of working through all the money he spent last year, even if there's no nafkamina. L'chatchili, you shouldn't do it, but if you do it, there's no actual iser. Siv Zayin. Muter loma lachavero. Hanira beinecha shetucha lamar imi li'erev. Do you think you'll be able to come here at night? Af al pi shemitol kach mevin shetzorcho l'erev zesokro. Even though he understands that his friend, by inviting him, really wants to hire him. Af al pi shemitol kach mevin shetzorcho l'erev zesokro. Av alo yom alo heye nochon imi li'erev. But you shouldn't say straight out, be there, because that kind of an amira is aser. So the halacha is that a remez will have the halacha of hirur, that, and that'll be mutter. The same halacha will apply to a non-Jew. Sifches, yochel lomer lechaveru lekrach ploni ani holeich lamacher. You're allowed to say to your friend, "I'm going to a place tomorrow." The lashon of halicha means walking, because there's no iser in walking. Now, even if this is mechutz l'tchum, the mechaber is going to speak out here that it's mutter, because there's always a way of making it in the tchum by adding little huts every 70 amas or so to extend the outskirts of the city. V'chein mutter lo maleich imi l'krach ploni l'malchur. You also want to have another person say to another person, you can come with me. Kivin shehayom yocholeilach ayidei burginim. V'chein kol kayotze bezet. So that's mutter, meaning the only thing that's considered dabr davar and as aser is a dibur that entails malacha. A dibur that could mean malacha or non-malacha, even if it's a bit far-fetched, would not be aser. Sheyesh bo tzad heter lasoso ayom yochel lo malachaver sheyesena lamacher ubavad shelo yasker lo schiris, as long as you don't turn it into an act of schiris, that'll always be aser. Aval b'dover sheim bo tzad heter lasoso ayom afilu meim bo elisid rabbanon kon sheyesh lo chutz l'tchum peiros muktzim. Your peiros outside the tchum are considered muktze. Kivin sheyefshel lo lavim ayom also lo malachaver shavim lo lamacher. You can't ask someone to bring it to you tomorrow, since we're not allowed to do it by day. V'chein also lo lahachshich besof hatchum kadei sheimar halayla leilach sham lavim. You can't go to the edge of the tchum so that right after Shabbos you'll be able to walk out and get your fruit, which is muktzah. The halacha is anything I'm not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do, I'm not allowed to be machshich ala tchum for. Hagav v'chein lo yomer esed davar ploni l'mochar. You should also not say that you're going to do something tomorrow. What is he adding? He's adding that you're not even allowed to say it to yourself. Aval yochel l'achshich b'sof ha-tchum k'nei l'mar leilach shom l'shomram. Just to watch the fruits, there's no iser in watching them on Shabbos, so you're allowed to walk to the edge of your tchum so that you'll be able to watch it from there. Shafilu ayom yochel l'shamrim meir b'toch ha-tchum. Vim lo kivin la'ashich al l'shamrim yochel af la'aviyim. If you went there just to guard them, you went l'sof ha-tchum for the sake of guarding them, right after Shabbos you guarded them, then you brought some home. The halach is it's mutter. As long as your kavanah was you didn't go to harvest, you went to observe, the halach is that it's mutter even if you do bring back food.